currently connected to CMN Network.
Can I get a quick radio check here, please?
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Connected to CMN Network.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
You're on. KPR.
Barabara. Parabara. Oh, good morning. Coffee time.
Oh yeah, good coffee too.
I can smell it from here.
I'm a little gassy today, so I guess.
You. Who else is in here? That's the audio really low.
Yeah, I'm on a handheld in an old car with lots of background noise. It ain't wiring.
Okay, hello. Do I know you? KPR.
Probably not. I live about 3 miles from the Durand repeater.
Oh, okay. Well, name's Phil. Well, what's yours?
Yeah, just headed into work. Got to go do driver's ed with kids for 8 hours today.
Okay, what's your name?
This is Scott here.
Okay. Hello, Scott. Where exactly is Durand? I know I've heard of it.
Halfway between Flint and Lansing, just off I-69.
Okay, I know I've taken that route, and that's why I've probably seen that. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Just at the window here at Starbucks, so give me a second. Good morning, Scott.
Hello, yeah, I'm having a fresh roasted iced coffee. I roasted the beans myself, so I'm looking forward to this.
Alright, so you're a driver's ed instructor. Yeah, that sounds like a good job. I don't know if I have the patience for that.
People, I get these scary sometimes.
Yeah, I'm an adrenaline junkie. Fly airplanes, drive old cars, and ride around with teenagers in cars.
Yeah, I know, when I got driver's ed, this is a long time ago, I remember the first car I drove was a car without power steering, and I'm trying to remember what else, something else unusual about it, and the first time I ever drove, it was in a blinding snowstorm, and then we were driving on the expressway, so I learned right off the bat, being not to be afraid of anything on the road.
Was it a three on the tree?
No, it wasn't, but the first car I had after that was.
Yeah, my first car was 72 Dodge pickup truck. Three on the tree, 318. But I'm driving the first car that I ever lusted after. The actual car. So, anyway,
connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I inherited my brother's 1970 Maverick that he had let everybody in the world borrow, and one time I pulled out of the driveway after borrowing a little and hit the brakes and just kept going. No brakes on it. And then another time the same thing, it broke the shifter mechanism, so it was only going second and third. No first or reverse. That was fun. But I got it all fixed up and I had a lot of fun with that car.
Holy smoke. There's nobody here this morning. But anyhow, you said old cars, Scott. What kind of old cars do you have or had or not? Name here is Sean, by the way. I don't think I mentioned that. W8FU. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Sean. Yeah, I'm currently driving a 69 Dodge Charger big block car. Going to driver's ed, beautiful, yeah. But the list of old cars that I have is probably too long for this conversation.
Hey, wire in. Well, that's a cool car. I remember those. What are the particulars about it when it comes around?
Well, I want to hear too.
Yeah. I've got Volkswagen Thing, 49 Willys station wagon, 46 Willys Jeep, 83 CJ5, 87 CJ7, 65 Barracuda, I don't know. I'm sure I forgot half of them.
Yeah, what about the 69 Charger? That's all I want. Tell me about it.
Oh, sorry. It's a little noisy in here. 440 big block car. I bought it with 28,000 miles on it, bought it off my former neighbor. I originally met this car when I was 14. He sold it to me in 2010, and I've been loving it ever since. I've driven it to Kentucky a couple different times, driven it up to the UP a couple different times. I told him I was going to drive the wheels off it when I got it. Any wire in?
Hey, go ahead, Sean.
Sorry about that. I was just talking to Leonard as he was walking in. But very nice. I've got aspirations to get an older car. I'd probably get a British car, a little British car. LBS, little British sports car. But or LBC, little British car. I don't know how you say it. That's kind of probably where I'll go, just because it's more like a toy. I not the now until I get my man cave garage configured. Not going to bother. Well, cool. Old cars are neat. I just got too many other things I got to do before going down that. I've had antique motorcycles. I've done a lot of that over the years, but I sold my last, it was a 63 Panhead. I sold that a while back, and now I got a 61 still sitting there, but it's a kind of a toy. And so I'm out of the vintage business at this point in time. Anyhow, I just pulled up here. Where you at, Phil?
Getting off the expressway here. Here in a couple minutes. And the lights. Will the light gods be with me or not? So anyways, that four-plate charger, that was always one of my favorites. I used to, you know, down here, the big thing was cruising Woodward. And I used to do it with my buddies, and man, I used to love the 440 chargers. And the Hemi Cudas, and, you know, those kind of things. Those are incredible. So much fun. Well, enjoy it. Keep it, say, rubber side down. I've had some performance cars. I had the cheap SRT for a while. That was a lot of fun. Car I'm driving now looks pretty unassuming. It's a Ford Fusion, but it's the sport model. They didn't make that many of them. And it's quick as hell. And I like it a lot. Go ahead, Scott.
Okay, I'm probably running out of string going up and down the hills here. So we'll catch you guys later. Thanks for talking at me. Great to get back on the radio again like this. And hey, while you're in, catch you at Woodward.
All right, we'll catch you later. Interesting to say back on the radio, if you hear what that's all about. And we usually are connected up to the Central Michigan Network, so we've got a group of repeaters down here in Metro Detroit. They're usually connected up out there, so you'll usually find us here. Catch you later.
Okay, I'm not blessed with the traffic gods today.
So, Phil, how concerned are you with getting parked in the parking space correctly, like centered up in it?
It depends. If it's a populated lot, I try to do the best I can. If there's lots and lots of spaces, if I don't hit it just right, I say, screw it.
All right. See, I just can't do the screw it thing. I gotta be in the lines. I gotta color in the lines. I can't stand it. When I see people that are seriously, you know, violating the lines, I just scratch my head and go, is that normal? People just don't care? They're unaware? It just throws me for a loop.
I must have pissed off the traffic guys and getting hit at every light. So, yeah, I know what you mean. Usually it's like if I'm not paying that close attention, I pull in and I get out and I look and say, oh, crap. You know, that's not good. I'll jump back in and fix it.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody just pulled up and just kind of their car, and it's like taking up two spots. It's like crazy. And I say, is that normal?
Oh, what ticks me off is when I get one of these big trucks, pulls in, you know, there's double spaces, and they pull in, and they haven't taken their hitch off, and it's usually a big monster hitch, and it's sticking way into the space behind them, and so such that you can't fit in there with a normal car.
Well, they should take into account they've got the hitch and, you know, consider that the back of the car. That's the proper way to do that. I got a bike rack on my car right now, and you know, I don't consider the back of my car to the back of the, I consider the rack the back of the car.
Okay, I'm here. Okay, Pierre.
Dolby, you had a few.
Good morning, this is KE8, IGV, Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Golf Victor, monitoring this frequency.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Alrighty then.
Did you get your breakfast sandwich?
I did. Man, they are pleasant there. I wonder if they've been ordered to be that nice. Now they, you know, they said, do you have the sheets at? And they go, well, yeah, bring it up, you'll get some points. And I brought it up, and I wasn't logged in. And they went, I said, I'm not logged in. I said, never mind. He said, well, go grab yourself a fountain drink or something, or a coffee or something like that. And I'm like, you sure? Yeah, you know, and the guy's being all pleasant. And I don't know, man.
Killing you with kindness.
Does have a power, a confident power that shouldn't be dismissed.
All right. But that Charlie kid seems to be nice. He seems to be on the right track.
Yeah, so hopefully he'll look into it and see it's, I don't think if he's a project manager, he should have no problem with licensing. And I'm sure the skill set required there is, he'll be able to tackle that project. And then go from there. Be very good. Oh, man, every time I see your license plate, do I get angry? Not at you, at the state.
Yeah, you know, like I said before, the stupid thing is that it's still in the system now. Whether it's on a personalized plate or on an amateur plate, it's in there.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, I don't understand why, you know, I mean, I guess that's how they can prove they, you know, that if somebody else had one that wasn't amateur radio related, like FU2 or something like that. They say, we can't allow that. They'll say, well, you allowed this one. Wait, FU. And they'll say, no, that's amateur.
Yeah. I wonder what happens if you tried to say, okay, I want a new plate and I want personalized. Oh, no, you run into that situation I had. Yeah, you'd have to cancel it first and get another plate in between, and then you'd be stuck right back where you were.
What if I just say I need a new plate? Don't put in for a change or anything. Just say, I need a new plate. And say, yeah, this time, you know, just give me the regular one.
No, that's the problem. Like I said, I ran into that. You can't do that. If it's an amateur plate and you try to change it to a non-amateur plate, they'll say you can't do that.
Maybe you don't know the right person. No, I don't know. I wonder. That's a bummer. Well, yeah, what's on your agenda? I've got clothes to wash. I mean, I have got so much clothes to wash. If I start this, when I get home, I'll be washing clothes probably until Monday morning. I got so much I got to wash. I've just been avoiding it. I even bought something because I didn't want to wash. That's how bad it's gotten. So I got to wash bunches of clothes. That's going to be this weekend's project. And then I want to get some bike ride in. Today's nice. I don't know if I want to go now before it gets too warm or go later when it's cooled off.
Questions for Sean? Well, we'll probably go out on the boat if it's safe like this. I do have a project. This seal around my driver's side door has been ripping, so I've got a new seal off of eBay. An OEM Ford seal, and I'm attempting, I'm going to attempt to do it myself. I hope I don't run into some issue I can't deal with. I don't think it should be that difficult.
Somebody else was in there doubling with you right at the beginning. I couldn't make it out. Who was that?
Good morning, gentlemen. W8RCY, I have a question for Sean.
Okie dokie. Yeah, I don't know, Phil. Trim can be anything from easy peasy to a royal pita. So good luck with that. Go ahead with your question, Donald.
I heard you mentioning something about sheets. Is the sheets by us here opened up?
No, I ran the one at 12 and Mound. Mama wanted one of their breakfast croissants. She says it's as good as any she's ever had. So I went and got her one. But ours is not open yet.
Copy that. Thank you. And gentlemen, enjoy your day. Phil, good luck with your door seal. And Sean, yeah, I've done my fair share of laundry. I know what it's like. Have a great day, gentlemen. W8RCY.
Okay, I just switched over to my repeater. One thing I noticed, Sean, is when you hit your high, if you clip out a little bit with my thing, I'm going to have to lower the All-Star input a little bit, I think. You're fine on top 6, but it's clipping on mine, so I must have the gain a little too high.
Roger. Well, I don't know. I haven't really critiqued mine. I really got to get in there, and I've got some ideas. I'm almost thinking about pulling that quarter K out and putting a standard 100 water in there. I've been having nothing but problems with that quarter K, and it takes up a whole bunch of space I don't need to waste. It's not worth the extra few dB. Anyhow, got to figure out why that transmitter drops every now and again. All right, I'm home. I'm going to get inside. Donald, good morning. See you. Talk to you guys later. W8FU.
All right, I don't know where I'm going to be right now, so keep here.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Is there retail clear?
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Juliet 5, November Kilo Charlie. We are transmitting from beautiful North Dallas, Texas today via Echolink. Just checking in on the Motor City. You see how people are doing out there. Do we have any contacts in the Motor City today?
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Yo. Yeah, so the guy was telling you about with that head. I asked him to send me a picture of himself with the head to compare it against that driver's license thing. Silence.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, well, that's why you asked. You figured.
Yeah, so, gotta be real careful out there.
Just for giggles, I checked the, what would my cost be to get one of those if I just went through regular channels. Holy cow.
I'm guessing 1,200.
It's like a grand.
Yeah, well, some people are asking for almost that much on eBay and stuff. I've seen for 800.
Yep, it's crazy. Oh, well, just have to wait a little bit. I know you want, but just be patient.
Well, the person was sending me the other ones, and he said they were going to go to the place where it says it's stuck at and see what they can do. I haven't heard back from them yet. But I did launch an investigation to see if they can find out what's going on.
That's good. I don't know if that is going to help, but it has a chance, I guess.
Yeah, you know, may show up a couple months from now. Who knows? Anyways, if I don't find anything in the next few, you know, but give it one more week, and if it doesn't show up, I'm going to just file for a refund with PayPal. So, all right, I know where I'm going. Keep it.
All right. Just debating whether I'm going to do a few more loads or get my bike ride in. All right, we'll catch you later. There'll be 8 of you.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. To CMN Network.
All right, Wilbur. Yep. I'll bring you right after you. Yeah, I say that. What's taken? Nothing. Waking up from a nap. I think I'm going to go outside now. I think the temperature dropped enough. Yeah, we were debating. I wasn't sure if I was going to go grab us something to eat and then go out for a bike ride in the evening. And then I said, no, I'm going to go get knock out my bike ride. So I did a 20-miler on the e-bike. Yeah, but it was in light assist mode, and then I got home and cooled down a little bit, and then just running out some, well, actually, on my way home with the goodies. Stealth bike. I hear it's the stealth e-bike. Have you rode it on the Macomb Orchard Trail yet? I have not. I haven't taken it anywhere. You know, I just brought it home, and then I've done three or four trips with it. You know, first one was like a little 6-miler just to get acquainted, and then the last two or three have been more significant. Today I ran over to Royal Oak, which dropped down in the Ferndale. And then come home, little 20-mile round circuit. It's a circuit I used to do all the time on the regular bike. So, and it was nice. I mean, it was warm, but it wasn't too warm, and the breeze on from the bike is not horrible. So, I'm liking it. I just don't, you know, I don't have a lot of capacity on this one. It's, you know, if you put it in light assist mode, you might get maybe, I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. You know, and of course I've been playing with it a lot, putting it in boost mode and class 3 and all that other stuff. But when I get kind of used to what I'm going to run it at, it'll probably get better.
Yeah, a lot of times you can adjust the how much the assist does or when it reacts, and you can play with all that. I never did that on mine. I just leave the default. I think the fastest I've ever went was like 25 miles an hour, and I go, this is a little scary for me. Usually like 15 miles an hour.
Well, yours is very compact, so I can imagine that 25 would feel pretty crazy. It's crazy enough on mine. Mine's a full-size, you know, bike, so it's does it pretty well. It's a little large, which I bought the large version. I was reading up, they said it was for like my height and up, you know, so I was right on the cusp. The small or the large would have, or the regular or the large would have worked. They should have went with the regular, but it does fit fine. I noticed that when I'm trying to like negotiate some significant turns, like, well, I did some bridges today, going over I-75, and you know, they got these hairpin turns going up, and it's a little unwieldy getting around that.
is similar to the one that's, where is that? Grossbeck and 16 Mile?
Yeah, pretty similar, but older. You know, that the one at Grossbeck is the newer design where they use a little bit more real estate and take it up a little bit more broader and wider. You know, the old school ones were narrower and, you know, and they're a little persnickety on any bike, let alone an e-bike, so not a big deal. Just noticed it was different, that's all.
Yeah, I'm thinking one of these days I'm going to bring my bike up to Armada. I think that's like the central spot. I think there's a parking spot there, and then get on the trail that way. So I just have to go up North Avenue for that.
Yeah, there's a, I don't know if it's a park, but there's a spot right there where it crosses north, and that's a waypoint. I like launching from Romeo up there, just north of 32, just west of the highway. It's between it's closer to the highway than it is to the old Van Dyke, but I like that as a launch point. And I like, you know, Richmond's not bad either. I've launched from Richmond. But, and then sometimes I'll do West Road. That's not bad either, which is like Washington off of Old Van Dyke. That's not a bad, probably the best of the park and launch areas on the trail.
Okay, yeah, I never thought about that one. But that's on the other side, so I'd probably do Richmond or Armada. Richmond sounds a little bit better because I just go crash it, I guess. But, I would either do Armada or the Richmond entrance. I've yet to go on there, so I'm usually, you know, the thing is like, if I want to go over a bike ride, I got my dog, right? And I'd rather walk my dog.
Right. Yep, no, there you go. I'm using the e-bike to kind of get myself back in the saddle. You know, I'll use both. But I'm making it a point now to get out one way or the other on either one, you know, most days. I didn't go yesterday. It's the first day I didn't go. And, it was threatening rain, I think. I can't remember why, but I didn't go yesterday. But got it out today for an hour. Not bad. That's probably the best thing about the e-bike is I find that for the same effort, I come in, I'm pretty sweaty. You know, I am definitely putting in some effort, and I just find that I go faster and I go farther, or I can do the same route that I would normally do in significantly less time. So the effort's still there. I just get to do more, or I get to do it faster. You know, so that's cool.
Then you gotta get a headset for your Motorola. I don't even know, do they even make headsets for the Motorola? Not that you are thinking about playing radio while you're on your bike.
I never take ham radio when I'm working out, whether I'm walking, running, or biking. I think one time, a couple of times when I was just going for like a power walk, I took like something real simple, like one of those little BT-15s, you know, the little bow thing that hangs on your, like a necklace. I think I took one of those a couple of times, but for the most part, I go radioless. I have no interest in ham radio while I'm doing that. Now, the only exception to that is one time I did put the, when I was up at Stony, and I was going to be cruising back into the woods and that, I did take the 705 and I set up the
bike rack and I put everything I needed to do kind of a toter like thing. I figured I was gonna that was the Pollyann Trail. I figured I was gonna stop somewhere in the Pollyann and set up. I never did.
This is a nice thought. I always thought of I think of Bike Mobile. Don, W80. Professor Don used to be on his bike all the time.
Right, you are. Yeah, he used to check in from the bridge there, and when he was on the Comb Orchard, yep, sure enough. I remember that. I was just thinking about him, and I thought I should probably check in on the house, but I thought it's been long enough now, I should probably reach out to his son and say, hey, do you need me to, go check things out in case he's, by now, my God, he must have stolen it, right?
Yeah, you can always look it up online, right? You go to, the Warren, what's that thing called, DSA or whatever. You know what I'm talking about, where you can look up parcels and find out who owns it?
Right. Yeah, could definitely do that. It's not far from here. What the hell? Got some people doing some crazy stuff here on Dick Winter. But I could just go by, and if that silver van is still sitting out front. But that's the easy way. I'll do that when I get home. I'll see if I can find it in the records.
Or simpler, you could just go on Zillow and see if it ever got, how they have records of things getting sold and things. It might be on there.
Yep, true that. I'll have to QRZ his address. And then Google it, and it should pop up on Zillow.
Zillow my old address, you see the perfectly cut lawn and everything, and then you drive by it today. It's all a mess.
Driving by our sheets here, looks like our sheets is going to be up pretty soon. The one there at Gratiot and 59 is, they said they were going to get it on the 14th. And then they were having trouble with Edison, couldn't get the electrical done because of all the storms we had and all the issues we had. So now they're pushing it out to, I think they said the 28th or something like that. But that one there by you, well, I guess that's not really by you, but... Well, I don't know. What would be the closest one to you, 23 and 94 or 59 and Gratiot? Probably 23 and 94, right?
Road miles are probably about the same. I would think the one at Gratiot would be easier to get to because otherwise you got to go, 23, I go over Gratiot, and you got to go over I-94, and everybody's turning on to Gratiot, and everybody's turning on the I-94. So I have a feeling the M59 in Gratiot one would be easier to get.
Yep, that might be. So I just drove by your house the other day. I forget who I was with. I think somebody was following me. Or was somebody with me? No, following me. No, I think somebody's with me. And I pointed, I go, that's Dave's new place, right there. The one that's on the angle. Was somebody with me? Now I'm confused. All right, anyhow, I'm home with the Vittles. I got to get inside. After yours, W8FU.
Yep, my corner of the universe until the farm gets torn down and the trees. But I hope that never happens for 10 years or so. All right, talk to you later. KFA.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.